Nothing soothes the soul quite like the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. A greater masterpiece of Western civilization would be difficult to imagine, and it settles the mind. And it is about our robust mental health that we have two wonderful guests with us here today, and they are Ingrid Tahiri and Lloyd Robertson. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
You must get close to the microphone. It's all the technology I understand, but I do know that much, all right? You must get close.
You know a little bit more than I do.
Not by much. High Notes is the event. Let's do a bit of housekeeping. Where, when, who? High Notes.
Well, I guess I can help you with that. So mm-hmm. Next Thursday, February the 1st, at the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts.
I'm going to interrupt you like All a right. terrible interviewer. What a great venue that is. If people in Richmond Hill haven't been to Richmond Hill Center for the Performing mm-hmm. Arts, what is wrong with you? Get to this event. It's a marvelous location. Please.
Right. So, we actually made history there by being the only organization that ever put the building on fire.
We only have a few minutes, and that's the story I want.
Perhaps it's because the messages were so hot.
Yes.
That, you know, they just couldn't handle it. So we are back now, and we brought some even hotter characters with us, including Lloyd Robertson.
You surely
Luba
did.
Goy.
Yeah.
Orlando de Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Giles Tompkins. Yeah.
Frank Horvath, whom I admire very much. Yes.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Pianist, and we have Jennifer Walls, who is a singer/entertainer. We have so many different people that you probably would never find together in one event, but mm-hmm. what they do have in common is that they all have a mental health story.
Mm-hmm. Lloyd Robertson, you wrote in chapter one of your book about how mental health affected your own family.
Yes, and as you point out, that while Ingrid talks a lot about the entertainment value of the evening, I will not be singing and dancing.
That's because we haven't worked together until today.
Yeah, right. I'd ought to dance around questions if that's what you're implying. However, I've made my living talking, so that's what mm-hmm. I'll be doing. It's about a 10-minute brief. Kind of TED Talk thing mm-hmm. about my experience with mental health, dealing with my mother's situation, which was those years ago in mm-hmm. the late 40s and 50s and 60s, when you could not discuss mental illness.
Any opinions
You put the aunts and mothers and uncles in the attic or in the basement.
Out of sight.
You shut them away. They were institutionalized. Experiments were conducted on them, but you did not talk about it. Now, look at the difference.
Indeed. Extraordinary. Why do you suppose that was?
Well, it's the stigma that has been there from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I can recall thinking at the time that I would go to visit my friend's place, and they never asked about my mother
mm-hmm.
because there was this suspicion that something was wrong in Lloyd's household. Yeah.
Yeah,
if my mother had cancer or diabetes
sure.
or some disease like that, mm-hmm. we would have talked about it, but not because she was mentally ill. And it was a bit gossip around the city that,
sure.
you know, she was off at a mental hospital somewhere.
Right.
Nobody wanted to discuss it.
No.
So eventually I stopped going to my friends' places because I couldn't invite them back to my place. And I started listening a lot to the radio, and I think that's where I got interested in broadcasting.
Wow, there's a nugget of information right there altogether. I heard a psychiatrist speak once about what he felt that people wouldn't talk about this because it was so common, in fact,
mm-hmm.
and not so very rare, mm-hmm. and that all of us, it would seem impossible that it wouldn't touch all of us in some way or another. And the most common thing that we suffer is a depression, whether it's mild or major, which he described as, and I liked this terminology, the common cold of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
If you've suffered depression, then you've had your common cold.
My mother had bipolar and paranoia, mm-hmm.
yeah.
maybe a touch of schizophrenia with that.
Yeah.
Certainly depression, crying yeah. for hours,
sure.
Couldn't get up, very common. So I'm familiar with all of that.
What's going to happen at this event? You've described or given us a list, rather, not a description, of your wonderful people who are cooperating with you. Just a terrific bunch. And I also read on your site here, it's music plus words. Now, to me, when you say music plus words, that equals a song. And there's going to be singing for sure, but the words alone, I know we're going to have from Lloyd and probably a few others as well.
We are. It's a combination of the TED Talks and Grammy-inspired performances, but
mm-hmm.
it's about giving hope. It's about entertainment, mm-hmm. so both education and entertainment. It's about raising the image of mental illness. It's about making sure we have the same compassion and respect for those that are suffering from mental illness as we do for those people who have physical illnesses. We want people to share their stories so we can help each other move forward.
It's a rare soul that hasn't been touched by a song.
Oh,
you know?
It's very true. And I make a point in the afterword in the book I wrote, by the way, Carrie, that my mother would be in a very different situation were she alive today, because she'd be functioning. Because certainly,
and you could talk about it.
Well, certainly, yes. You could talk about it. And I'm sure that people are familiar with Michael Ansberg. Michael talks directly about having mental illness, having depression and some degree of paranoia and so on. And, of course, he's a very well-known sports broadcaster. And he is very brave and has been courageous for years about talking about all of this. My mother, I think, would be the same way today because all of it has changed. It's so changed so dramatically to me because I've seen it all through the years go through that.
The website to visit is HighNotesAvante.ca. HighNotesAvante. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
HighNotesAvante.ca. This is far too important a topic to be cut off, but it has to be, I'm afraid.
I understand.
And I know you do. But folks, this is well worth it. It's February 1st. I dare say it's uplifting. This is an examination to have music have power, which I know it has. Ingrid Tahiri, Lloyd Robertson, thank you so much for joining us. And it's February 1st at the Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. So wish you a fantastic night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.